From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now to the West Coast, where President Obama is campaigning in Seattle and San Francisco today. The White House says this is the president's last major campaign push before the midterms a week from Tuesday. NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro is on this six-city tour with the president, and he joins us now from Seattle. Ari, what's the president trying to achieve out west?
Well, let me play you a cut of tape from a rally in Portland, Oregon last night that will answer that question for you. The man you're about to hear speaking is the Democrat who wants his job back as the governor of Oregon. His name is John Kitzhaber, and he appeared with President Obama at this rally last night.
And then President Obama rolled up his sleeves and started on day one and passed a stimulus package that is already putting America back to work. He took on the crisis in our financial institutions. He's made more progress on health care than at any time since 1965.
You hear those cheers, Robert, for the stimulus package, cheers for health care reform. That's a pretty good clue that this is not an audience of independents that the president is trying to win over. They are the president's base, and they are the target of this trip. You know, the West Coast has long been considered safe Democratic territory, but from Washington through Oregon through California, President Obama is fighting to keep Senate and governor seats from falling into Republican hands on this trip.
Now, he's also doing smaller events. This morning, he had a backyard meeting with a crowd mostly of women. Why the focus on female voters?
Well, it's part of this push to motivate the base. You know, women tend to favor Democrats at the polls. This tour is all about ratcheting up enthusiasm for traditionally Democratic groups. Listen to what the president said to some of these women at the backyard town hall this morning.
Because they're running more and more small businesses, are now having a tougher time getting financing and loans than male-owned businesses are. And I think women, because at least in my household, tend to have a better sense of the family budget, they're mindful of how tough not just this recession has been, but the last decade has been on middle-class families.
And tomorrow you're going to see the same sort of appeal to a different part of the base. When President Obama goes to Las Vegas, he's going to be making an appeal to Latino voters. He'll be doing a radio interview with a Spanish language radio outlet. You know, analysts that I've spoken with say they don't see any real chance of Latinos voting for Republicans in this election. They tend to heavily favor Democrats. But there is a real chance that Latinos will sit this election out, which could really hurt candidates like Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid in Nevada.
And the itinerary here, Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Las Vegas. It's out west in what has been very friendly territory for Democrats. It's in cities out west, which has been especially
That's right.
Friendly.
You know, it's almost the exact opposite of 2008, when you remember President Obama was forcing his Republican opponent, John McCain, to defend traditionally red states like Indiana and Virginia. This time it's the exact opposite. From blue, blue, blue Portland to San Francisco this evening, you can think of this sort of as a West Coast firewall for Democrats, where turning out the base could make the difference between whether they hold on to Congress or not.
Now, at the end of this trip, there'll be just over a week left until the midterm election. What does the White House have planned for President Obama then?
You know, he's going to be at the White House for most of next week with a little more campaigning over the last weekend before the election. But the truth is, there are a lot of places in the country right now where an appearance by President Obama can do more harm than good. Think of the South and the Midwest. What you will see is a lot of travel by surrogates. Vice President Biden, Michelle Obama will be out on the campaign trail again. Lots and lots of appearances by former President Bill Clinton, who remains very popular, trying to get that base to come out and vote a week from Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome.
It's NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro, who is traveling out west with President Obama.